Welcome to Blind Cool Deck.
Hello again, everyone. This is Jeff Armstrong. And today I have a recording of Mary, my wife, and myself just enjoying the first snowfall of the year. So here goes.
Yeah, there's some already right there for snow of the year. Yeehaw!
We can make a snowball.
I don't know if there's enough for a snowball yet, I think. Huh. Whew. Well, there's a lot of it in the air.
Yeah.
Coming down. Ain't got enough.
It's dripping down really fast.
Yeah, there ain't enough to shovel, I'll tell you that.
No, not yet.
I don't even know.
It's sticking on top of our leaves.
Yeah, I know. Is my shovel in the garage? Do you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we ought to run out and you want to run through the house and get that and put it on the front porch for tomorrow?
I'll have Nicole bring it in. Wow. She parks in the garage.
It looks like fog out here. The snow is so thick. This is awesome. It's loud, too.
Snowing and blowing.
Yep. Can hear it coming down through what's left of any leaves on the trees.
Uh-huh. We have a few left on our tree, but the neighbors don't.
Oh, they're a little tree?
Our tree's special.
Yeah, in a short bus kind of way.
Yeah.
Special as in slow, behind the group.
Yes.
It's not leading the pack. Well, it's interesting. We are snowy, but here's on the steps.
It's cool how the
just a coating.
All the plants.
Yeah.
Greens.
Yep. Just a handle. That's going to turn into hard ice right there. I can see that.
Uh-huh.
Gonna have to do something with it.
Nice.
Ooh, look! Our first icicle. Here goes the breaking it off. Here it goes. So far, so good. Not shivering yet.
I am. And I have a coat on.
Told you I adapted.
Yes,
I adapted more than the natives. I like it cold. I didn't used to, but I do now.
I don't. I'm frozen.
Go in on the porch if you want to. That'd be a good idea.
I don't think I'm in the house.
Okay. I'll be in a minute. I just want to record my official snowcast as I walk on the yard, which is coated with a little bit of leaves and then some snow. As I said earlier in another recording I made, I have had a cold all week, so I sound really funny, but I said I was going to talk about adapting to the weather and how funny it is that I'm walking towards the house. You can probably hear that echo coming back off the front door. These are the stairs with some snow on them. It's probably about low 30s out. It's not bad. Sorry, I needed to edit there. Realized that I have been walking back and forth or turning around and not saying what I'm facing or anything. Alright. Whoa! That's a blast. Alright, well, that was a car going by and a blast of snow. I am facing out. Looks like my neighbor's taking off. I'm facing straight out towards the street. My house faces north. And we have a big old enclosed front porch to try to keep the wind off of the house, because in the wintertime here it gets ridiculous. We have seen it with windshields of 60 and 70 below zero, and not much you can do to stay warm when it's like that. Even the even the nice houses, you can still feel like the walls will get cold and things like that. I'm walking out onto the sidewalk a little bit. In the front yard here, which I didn't describe before, on my left as I'm standing here, the house is about 10 feet behind me, On my left is a Colorado Hills. What do they call it? A Colorado? No, wrong thing. This is a Black Hills spruce on my left, and I don't know how tall it is. I'm looking up at it now, trying to see if I can see the shadow of it. But it looks to be a good 10, 12 feet up there. And looking forward again. Now I'm going to turn my head to the right here a little bit. I'm looking across the yard now. I can't actually see it, but I know it's there. And that is my Colorado blue spruce, which is about 20 feet high. It was about 3 feet high when we moved in 17 years ago. And actually, this will be the 18th year come Thanksgiving. So I'm going to do a complete about face here. Now I'm facing the house again. And I'm going to go back here. Here's the spruce tree on my right. And my sidewalk curves around those front stairs that I was walking down. There's the handrail. And so I can go between the end of the stairs and the spruce. It's not much room. It's about 3 feet here. And follow the sidewalk, which goes along the right side of my house. And I'll walk back to the backyard. See how things are back there. The wind changes, definitely. So now I'm walking south along the side of the house. My face might freeze up and I might start talking funny. The side of the house never seems to get that much snow because of the eaves that are up above. Mare?
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, man. Gee, thanks.
Snowball.
I love you, too. Thanks. Just got a snowball in the chest. Geez, it'd be different if I had a coat on. I'm the crazy bird that's out here. And yeah, right. I'm not throwing a snowball at you.
You can throw it at the tree.
Well, yeah, if I can figure out where the tree is. It'd be easier to aim at the house or something big. Maybe a little more expensive to aim at the house and break a window or something. But here, I'll throw it at the garage, hopefully. Yep. So... well, I don't want anything else coming in my hands. Thanks, anyway. I'm continuing to walk south in the backyard here. I'm just going to stop for a minute and listen. When I said they expect the snow tonight, they weren't kidding. It really is coming down, and it really is windy. Here I'm starting to talk to my car, dude. And I'm out here in my teeth like a darn idiot. Oh, that's all right. I'm not going to go any further. I'm spinning around here. Now I'm facing north towards the back of the house. Our lot is 124 feet long by 42 feet wide. I know that because I do. And that's anything really close to that. They don't bury very much in this part of town here in St. Paul. That's about the standard lot size for the... you know, close in the original town.
Unless there's no alley in the block.
Yeah, some people have cut off their alley. There's an alley back here behind our garage, but if they cut off the alley at both ends and then they can extend their yards. Woohoo! A tree better not fall on me now. I'll be real upset if that happens. It is crazy out. It is what we call a sort of a little minor blizzard. Not really a blizzard, though. Nothing like it. I could see the light from the back window of the kitchen. I've been in some blizzards before. You can't see anything. Huh? Funny is, the worst one, I think... I think the worst snowstorm I was ever in, even though it wasn't all that cold or anything... was actually in Indiana. I was at college up in Muncie at Ball State, and I was walking from my friend's house, which is off campus. We had been out partying the night before, and I was walking back to the dorm where I lived, and it was so bad, and at that point I still had about 2200 vision, and I could not seriously see a foot in front of my face. It was just a whiteout, and I actually didn't used to carry a cane at that point, so I was lost. And I remember just kind of shuffling with my feet to try to keep track of where I was at. You know? That's pretty scary. And another reason why all of us stubborn people go through a lot of trouble, because we don't want to give in and carry a cane. Pardon me. Cold chill. Yeah, they should probably go in the garage. Anything that's out here should probably get taken off the deck. Got just a little piece of deck out here.
It's frozen in this corner.
What is it? Water? Oh, hope not. It'll burst. It won't be good. These plastic recycling bins have all got icicles forming on them and snow in them. We got a little section of deck out here on the back of the house that goes out about 4 foot from the back of the house. And it's a very short. It's only across one half of the house, so it's 13 feet wide. And then it's hard to explain, but basically the little room I was describing in an earlier portion sticks out about 6 foot further out than the kitchen. So it makes a little inside corner. And do you have keys? You have keys?
No.
How you gonna get in the garage? You don't want me to get a key? Huh?
Oh, go.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Go.
Okay, I'm turning around to face back out. Now I'm putting my back very close to the house. Standing right in front of the back door into the kitchen. Why don't you go in the house, hon? Come on, let's both go in. Handle's coated with snow, too. Woohoo! Let's step inside. Okay. It's nice and warm in here.
Nicole was playing her
Christmas?
Christmas CD she got from Victoria's Secret.
What?
Yeah, it's pink.
A Christmas CD from Victoria's Secret.
Yes.
Well, see, you can find anything at the Mall of America. That is one of our destinations one of these days. We are going to go out there and record when I get a little braver about the whole thing.
Oh, we can go on the Twister roller coaster.
No, I don't think we can.
It's fun.
Says you. Excuse me.
It was hilarious laughing at Juliet. She had no idea what was going to happen.
Yeah, well, I had White Castles earlier for lunch.
Oh.
That's why I'm Mr. Whatever. Sorry, I just rattled the microphones. But
on the Twister roller coaster, you sit facing each other.
Yeah.
You know, two people.
Okay.
On either side.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you just take off like a regular roller coaster, and then all of a sudden it starts twisting the whole time.
What twists, though? Like
your car.
So you spin around each other, kind of?
Yeah.
You spin horizontally in a circle?
Yep. It's like...
While you're going on
the
roller coaster.
It's kind of like the corkscrew roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
But you're spinning also.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't spin fast.
Yeah, but basically you can move around.
Right.
So your little two-person car is pivoted on the middle between you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So if you lean, yeah. And
Shanta's hair kept going in my mouth when I was laughing.
Oh, yeah. This friend of ours, Shanta, is 4'8", and she has hair that's just about as long as that. I think her hair goes well down her body, I know that much. She doesn't want to get it cut, does she?
No.
No. Excuse me. And our other friend that she was talking about, Juliet, is a lady that's also totally blind and she's about my mom's age, I'd say. You know? So, anyway, somewhere in their 50s or 60s or whatever. Those kind of things are not allowed to be said without punishment. So I will leave it there. Right?
Right?
I don't want to get hurt for divulging critical information.
That's right.
But anyway, yeah, they all went on that. So what is it called? Timberland Twister?
Yes.
They all went on that roller coaster that she's describing, and I did not. I cannot stand roller coasters. I just don't have a stomach for it, man. I'm so sensitive. You know?
And we took her on the log ride, too.
Yeah. Now, I remember that ride. I went on that one myself, the Paul Bunyan. log ride, log shoot, whatever it's called, flume or something. And I remember we came around the corner and it drops down about 5 feet. And, you know, I looked around and I'm like, well, this is a shopping mall. And believe it or not, it has an amusement park in the middle. But I dropped down that 5 foot and I said, oh, yeah, you guys are right. This isn't too bad. I can do that again. I was all tough and big time. And then they were laughing at me and I didn't know why. And then at the end, it drops like 30 feet. And I didn't know that was coming. When that happened, I laid flat out in the little boat and held onto the sides. And I, oh, God, I thought I was going to die.
Julia had no clue. We didn't warn her a bit.
You guys are mean. Didn't warn me either. And somebody snapped a picture. I have that on a keyring somewhere. A picture of me with my whole face scrunched down to about 3 inches tall.
Tim thought he was smart going in the front.
Yeah.
He thought he wouldn't get wet. He got drenched.
Oh, he's at least as big as me, so. Yeah, you don't sit up in the front of that thing being 200 and whatever, 25 pounds or whatever, and not go in the water when you come shooting down the thing.
I hid behind him. He caught the wave.
He's like a wall. Yeah. Yep, so that's crazy. Yeah, we are going to have to go out there and check that out. yeah, excuse me. Anyway, it is just blowing out there.
So when do they stop the ships from coming in to the harbor in Duluth?
Well, whenever it ices up really bad. I don't know if there's an official date.
Okay.
I think they try to keep the traffic going. Boy, you like to move all over the map.
Yes.
On subjects here. They keep the traffic going until they can't go anymore, I think. You know? So, there's a certain point at which they just can't break the ice, and it's not worth the expense of whatever it costs to keep it open. And then the working conditions are too damn cold up there, too. A certain point, but it's still open. I want to say that it's probably sometime in early January. It might be late December. We'll have to watch and see. I don't know when they close it, though. But that's a whole nother subject, too, that we're gonna work on going up there. But I don't want to go up there when it's this kind of weather. Because if it's 30 degrees here, then it's at the most 20 there. And then once you get down by the actual Lake Superior, you're going to drop at least another 10 degrees. So it's probably in the teens right now by the lake. It's really funny. If you're up in Duluth, they always give you all the weather forecasts. And no matter what temperature they say, they always follow every weather forecast with cooler by the lake. You know, as if people who live there don't know that already. And I guess maybe it's just for all of us tourists that come up there, you know. Cooler by the lake. It's downtown temperature. When were we up there? Last time. What month? August, right?
August.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cold.
Yeah, the high was 65. It was in the low 50s. Something like that at night. And we were sitting there. And of course they did it. It was outdoor temperature. It's 52. Cooler by the lake. So, but you know, that's what the whole town is about. It's about Lake Superior and
we finally got the harbor. A room on the canal.
Yeah, that was nice.
We could hear the waves outside.
Yeah, that was real nice. So, and I believe I spoke about that at some point past in the other recording that I made. Anyway, we are rambling on. I'm going to go back out one more time and check how our little nifty cool weather is going. Oh, I sat here and closed the whole thing up, didn't I? All right, let's have a look. Can't see nothing out there. So I'll step out a little. Well, it hasn't really calmed down at all. I'll step out here and see what it's like. Pardon my weird sounding cold voice. And that click you hear is my security light coming on. So I'm one of those automatic sensors. Can hear people's wind chimes getting knocked around. It's a good one. It's a good storm. So I think I'm going to sign it off here and hope I didn't bore you too much. But the excitement of the first snow and the frozen face that I've already got and all that. And I don't know. Makes it feel kind of Christmassy. So there you go.